Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for all those joining, either listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Mark Malezova. It's a great joy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at Relevant Radio here in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for their Sunday obligation. And today, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. John Vianney, priest. Your priests, O Lord, shall be clothed with justice. Your holy ones shall ring out their joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, who made the priest, St. John Vianney, wonderful in his pastoral zeal, grant, we pray, that through his intercession and example, we may in charity win brothers and sisters for Christ and attain with them eternal glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand and led them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All from least to greatest shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Create a clean heart in me, O God. Create a clean heart in me, O God. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Create a clean heart in me, O God. If you are not pleased with sacrifices, should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
Alleluia. Alleluia. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure most people, if you would ask them what their favorite pastimes or hobbies are, they could probably come up with a list of a few different things. I like to do this, I like to do that. It might depend on the time of year that it is. Some things you can only do in the winter. Sorry to mention the winter, but it is going to be coming, so that's kind of part of it. But most people probably have something that they enjoy doing. Something that I enjoy doing in particular during the summer months is the game of golf. Now, I'm not particularly great at it, but I love the game of golf because for many different reasons, it's a very humbling game, which is always a very good thing because as simple as it is to hit a ball into a hole in the ground, it doesn't mean that it's easy. So I do enjoy that. You can never really win at the game. It's always kind of you against the course. So there's kind of that mental, the physical. I very much enjoy that. Now, the most golf I've ever played in one day is 18 holes, which is kind of a typical round. But even if I were to play another 18, I could maybe get through 36 holes total, but I don't think I could do much more than that. The reason I bring this up is because if I was to golf that much, I'd take about 8 hours or so. I think even though I enjoy it, I love it, I'd be pretty tired by the end of it. The reason I bring this up is because of the saint that we celebrate today. St. John Vianney is the patron saint of parish priests. And one of the reasons he's chosen as that is because how long he used to spend in the confessional. He would spend sometimes upwards of 15 to 16 hours in the confessional, listening to people's sins, absolving them, giving them counsel, forgiving them. I love to play golf, but I don't think I could do it for 8 hours. I love hearing confessions. I don't know if I could do it for that long either. I think it makes it so remarkable to think the zeal, the passion, the grace that this priest was given. People come from all around to be able to go to him to confess. The beauty that he must have shown in the confessional. And for us that are Catholics, who recognize the great gift that it is. They're able to go to a priest who stands in the place of Jesus to have our sins forgiven. And to think that he did that for that long, that's an amazing thing. I think the most I've ever heard confessions for was like 3 hours, and I was tired. And maybe it's because I've only been a priest for 5 years, but if you're really truly listening, it's an exhausting thing to listen to people, to hear their problems, their struggles, to hopefully counsel them. It takes a lot out of you. I enjoy doing it. I love doing it, but it's tiring. And like I said, it just makes me imagine this man, the passion, the zeal that he had. But in particular today, to recognize what made him a saint, that he was able to do all these things by God's grace, but to recognize, I think, in a particular way, the gift that is the priesthood. As I just mentioned, I've been a priest for about 5 years. I love it. I love every single day of it. My role with here within the Diocese of Green Bay is I'm the vocation director. And what I do is I help young people in particular to know what the Lord is calling them to do with their life, with an emphasis on the priesthood. Because unfortunately here and in many parts of the U.S. and the world, we have a priest shortage. And maybe even that's kind of put in mildly, we kind of have a priest crisis. That we don't have enough to staff our parishes to help all the souls that need to be helped. And so in particular way, I'm reflecting upon this great man's zeal and what one particular priest was able to do. But to think that all of whom the Lord is calling, to be able to hear that call and to say yes, that's what I pray for in a particular way today. Because like I said, I recognize the beauty of the vocation, but also recognize the need. As you heard in that first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we hear about how the Lord's creating a new covenant with the people because they broke it. Because they broke the old one, we're going to create this new one. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, and I guess maybe I'll just speak for myself, there's certainly times when I break the covenant with the Lord, meaning that I sin, that I don't choose to do the right thing, that I don't follow the Lord in a particular way. But thanks be to God that the covenant that he established with us, this new one, we're always able to be brought back in. And how does that happen? It happens through the priest. It happens through the sacrament of confession that we come to lay all our sins, all our failings, all our weaknesses at the foot of the priest, at the foot of Jesus, in order to be forgiven. And as I talk about the beauty of the priesthood, the need for priests, it's not just because it's what I do, but it's kind of also selfish as well. Because as I tell people, as I sit there, as I lie on my deathbed one day, hopefully many years from now, but when that happens, I don't absolve myself. That doesn't work. I can't do that. I can't anoint myself. I need a priest just as much as anybody else does. So though I preach about this because this is the role the bishop has given to me, I recognize I need that as well. And it helps me to understand the beauty of it in a very particular way. And so as we continue to celebrate this Holy Mass, I just ask for those that are present here, those that may be listening or watching, to offer up a prayer that all those whom the Lord is calling to the priesthood may hear that call and say yes, because we need them, because Jesus is calling, and that they might have the zeal and passion of St. John Vianney. Because all of those did, how they could change their own particular communities, how could they change in the way they could change their country, and all those many ways they could change our world, bring it closer to the kingdom, bring us closer to our Heavenly Lord. And so, trusting in our Heavenly Father, from whom all good things come, we present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For our Holy Father and for all priests, that they will imitate St. John Vianney in his dedication to the people he served, particularly through devotion to the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, that many will be called to a life of service, and that they respond to that call with trust and joy, we pray to the Lord. For peace in our world, and that the freedom and dignity of the human person will be respected in all nations, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of the priests who celebrate daily Mass at the Chapel of the Nativity, and in grateful thanksgiving for their service, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Dolores Monaco, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, we turn to you to say grateful for all that you give to us, in a particular way, grateful for the gift of the priesthood and the example of St. John Vianney. We ask that you look kindly upon these, our prayers, and grant them, that they may be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. for the divine work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings placed on your altar in commemoration of Blessed John Vianney, so that as you brought him glory, you may, through these sacred mysteries, grant to us your pardon. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. John Vianney you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you've created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with this Holy Spirit, may become one body, one Spirit in Christ. May you make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. John Vianney, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. And your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Holy Mother received you with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Blessed is the servant whom the Lord finds watching when he comes. Amen, I say to you, he will put that servant in charge of all his property. may, partaking at the heavenly table, Almighty God, confirm and increase strength from on high, and all who celebrate the feast day of Blessed John Vianney, that we may preserve in integrity the gift of faith and walk in the path of salvation you trace for us. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon central. Also be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America beginning at 7 p.m. Central. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen.
The prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.